March 11. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, Hosea 14:1. Now let us see the fourth stone which the Lord brought to David. We reel in 1 Samuel 31-6 of perhaps the most humbling experience David had. David knew that he should not touch the Lord's anointed. Then after some time he became so impatient that he was tempted to join the Philistines in their fight against Saul. Nevertheless, the leaders of the Philistines refused to trust David and sent him back. Sad and frustrated, David returned to Ziklag. On returning, David found that Ziklag had been sacked and burnt, and the women and children had all been carried away as captives. Seeing this, David and his men began to weep until they had no more strength to weep. After a while, David's men began to speak of stoning him, v.6. Yes, it was David's mistake. He should have consulted God before going out with the Philistines. He had won this on many occasions, but this time he had been impatient, and had brought so much suffering upon himself and his men. Sometimes it is the same with us also. We wait for God's will to be revealed. After a while we get discouraged and say, "I cannot wait any longer." Then we go and do something hastily without finding the will of God. For this reason we find today so many broken homes, so many unhappy lives and so many miserable families, all because of men, women and children who are living in sin. They were not willing to wait and find God's will, so now they are shedding tears. Even after committing such blunders, if we are willing to return to the Lord, He is willing to forgive and receive us. So when David repented, God forgave him. When he inquired of God, He guided him so that he was able to follow the Amalekites and recover all and even more that he had lost. David and his men smote the Amalekites, and took all their spoil, although humanly speaking, there was no hope of recovering what they had lost, because the Amalekites were many in number and were well armed for warfare. We may fail God, but He will not fail us. He abideth faithful, 2 Timothy 2:13. David was able now to pay all the debts he had incurred in receiving the help and shelter of friends during this 8 years of sojourn in the wilderness. As a man of God, David remembered all the kindness shown to him, and repaid it at the earliest opportunity. He was not like some of us who are very clever in borrowing money and then equally clever in forgetting all about it. When we ask for a loan, we are so earnest, and promise to repay very quickly, perhaps, even the next day or the same evening. Then weeks, months, and years pass by and we will not repay even if we are reminded. David repaid not by compulsion, but willingly and joyfully. That is why his recovery was full, not only materially, but spiritually. If you are willing to humble yourself, and accept your mistakes, and return to the Lord wholeheartedly, He will give you complete recovery from every loss. This is the fourth stone the Lord wants to give us.